Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have got a lot to talk about on today's show, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview because there is a new ruling that's come down that is just the most insane thing ever. And I'm going to deal with this in a little bit because it's that important. It is that undocumented immigrants, that's how Newsweek puts it. So let me just wash that through reality for you. Illegal immigrants have the right to own guns in America, a new judge has ruled. Yes. A judge is now saying that illegal immigrants can possess firearms in America as a right under the Second Amendment, even though they broke into this country illegally. I'm going to deal with that coming up. But before we get to that, there's fallout now from President Trump using the word bloodbath. We talked about this on this show, and the president used the word bloodbath. I'm going to play you the full clip so you have it in case you missed that episode, where he was talking about a bloodbath on the issue of trade and car manufacturing. The media ran with it and said that Donald Trump threatened basically America, that we were going to spiral into a civil war, and there was going to be countless dead bodies in America, a bloodbath in America, if he is not reelected as president of the United States of America in the 2024 election cycle. All right, so this is, yes, totally, absolutely, utterly ridiculously insane, but that's what the media did. They ran all these headlines, ABC, NBC, CNN, everybody was running, Donald Trump warns of bloodbath if not reelected. They put it in print all over the place. So let's go back to what Donald Trump actually said. This is Trump in his own words. Listen, he's not talking about there being a civil war in America. He is talking about a trade war and talking about automobiles.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. but they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine, all he...
And you can hear there. I even let you hear the part where he says bloodbath. And what does he say about bloodbath? It's actually pretty simple. He's saying that when it comes to trade and manufacturing, it'll be a bloodbath for American workers. That is obviously the only thing he's saying here. And he's also talking, I'm sure, about other issues, right? When he says, that'll be the least of it. He's implying things are going to get worse on many other fronts as well. We've already seen this with a wide open southern border, for example. We've seen this with a number, with a actual Hezbollah terrorist who came across our southern border that we reported on yesterday. And guess what he said? I'm here because I want to kill people. I'm here and I want to make a bomb and I'm going to New York. Like, that's an example of what the president's talking about here. But if you get down to what he actually was saying, he was saying it is clear there is a bloodbath. When it comes to trade, if you don't elect me, there's going to be hell to pay for the American worker and the manufacturing sector and manufacturing jobs in America. You're going to lose out to China. You're going to lose out to Mexico. That's what he's talking about. Now, the media is now treating the word bloodbath like it is some sort of domestic terrorist word that should put you on a terrorist watch list. Well, guess what we've done? We put together a montage of the media using the word bloodbath. I hope every single one of you will take what I'm about to play for you and will share it everywhere you can, because this shows the hypocrisy of this media. As they sit there and they're like, oh, Donald Trump used the word bloodbath. They've been using the word bloodbath over and over and over and over again for years. Now, I'm going to play you this montage in just a second. But before I do that, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you're like me and you have finally said enough is enough, I am not giving my money to woke liberal companies that are fighting against my family values, my Christian faith, then it is time for you to know about Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, I mean it. They're the only one. Patriot Mobile is not only a great supporter of this show, but they are also great supporters of organizations and causes that stand up for what we believe in. And every time you pay your bill to Patriot Mobile and you get amazing, dependable, nationwide coverage, they give you access and the ability to access all three major networks. What does that mean? It means you get the same exact coverage you've been accustomed to, but without funding the left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile and you pay your bill, you're sending a clear message that not only are you putting your money where your mouth is, but a percentage of your bill, about 5% every month, goes directly back to support free speech causes, religious freedom causes, going to support and protecting the sanctity of life, as well as defending our Second Amendment and supporting our military, our wounded veterans, and our first responder heroes. That is what Patriot Mobile does when you pay your bill. Now, switching is easy. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team, and you get to keep your same number you have right now. You can keep your same phone or upgrade to a new one, and their team will help you find the best plan that saves you big money. So don't give your money to big mobile any longer. Switch to Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. You can also call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Ben. Join me, make the switch today, and stand up for what you believe in. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. Promo code Ben, and you'll get free activation. All right, back to the media here. The media tells you that bloodbath is like some, I don't know, KKK slogan now, some anarchist slogan, some 9/11 terrorist jihadist slogan, right? Like, that's what their white supremacists are, the only ones that use the word bloodbath, right? That's their messaging now, because Donald Trump used it not in reference to an actual bloodbath in America, not in reference to a civil war, no, in reference to what will happen to American manufacturing if he is not reelected in the automobile industry. So does the media use the word? Hell yes, they do. How often do they use it? Well, let's start with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. You're going to recognize many of these voices of many of these communists on TV.
As Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC, Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies
as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you. And
it's going to be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath. May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
This can be a bloodbath.
In Alabama, into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like.
Presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
Absolute, in my opinion, bloodbath the Democrats
are calling it. Ticket sales turned into a bloodbath.
Ticket sales for singer Taylor Swift's latest tour.
It's safe to say the fans had a bloodbath for the company after the fiasco.
That's your media. Everything's a bloodbath there. By the way, some of the headlines I think were even more damning that were in that report. When they were talking about a bloodbath at the Republican National Committee, Politico's headline back then was bloodbath at RNC. Trump team slashes staff at committee. The Guardian, absolute bloodbath at RNC as new leadership loyal to Trump purges staff. Vanity Fair, Donald Trump's mob-like takeover of the RNC. Those are the headlines. Bloodbath at RNC. Trump team slashes staff. Began the process of pushing out dozens of officials, another one says. So I'm just curious. Why are they allowed to use this word? Anyone want to guess?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The media should be ridiculed and publicly shamed for this. I give you this ammo. You are the ones that have to do something with it. You guys can spread this to tens of thousands that turn into hundreds of thousands that turn into millions of people seeing exactly what Trump said, hearing exactly what Trump said, and then hearing the media using the word bloodbath over and over and over and over and over again. So make sure, okay, that you share this on social media, because otherwise it didn't happen. Like, I think that's a really important point that people need to understand. Like, otherwise, they get away with it every time. We have to fight back 100 times more than anybody else does in the political world because of what I just described to you. Because they will do this to our side, and we let them get away with it. And when we catch them red-handed, lying, making up and fabricating news that never happened, attributing it to the former president of something that he never said, and no context about it being a civil war, they deserve to be ridiculed endlessly for this, to remind people of just how corrupt the media actually is. So please take it, use it to your advantage. Send it to everyone that needs to hear it, because otherwise, when people read stories about Donald Trump warns of a bloodbath if he's not reelected, they believe the propaganda. Like, they believe it through and through, and they will continue to believe it every single time. Now, I want to get to some other news that is pretty significant here, and that is this. A judge this month dropped gun charges against an illegal immigrant in Illinois, sparking a new debate about the rights associated with the Second Amendment. This is a United States District Court judge, Sharon Coleman of the Northern District of Illinois, referenced lower court rulings in dismissing the firearms possession charges against the illegal immigrant who is illegally or unlawfully, this is the court's words, in the United States when he possessed a handgun in the Little Village neighborhood of Chicago on June the 1st of 2020. Quote, the court finds that the criminal record containing no improper use of a weapon, as well as the non-violent circumstances of his arrest, do not support a finding that he poses a risk to public safety such that he cannot be trusted to use a weapon responsibly and should be deprived of his Second Amendment rights to bear arms in self-defense, is what Coleman, who was appointed under President Barack Obama, wrote in her 8-page ruling that has just come out, that no one in the media seems to be touching this. This illegal immigrant was charged under Title 18 of U.S. Criminal Code. So what is Title 18 of the U.S. Criminal Code? It's pretty simple. It legally disallows undocumented individuals, meaning illegal immigrants, to possess firearms and ammunition or, quote, to receive any firearm or ammunition which has been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce. In other words, if you're here illegally, you cannot have, you cannot receive, you cannot own, you cannot have on your person the firearms or ammunition which has been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce. Seems pretty normal to me. Now, the defendant, who contended the firearm was possessed for, quote, self-defense and protection of property during a time of documented civil unrest in the spring of 2020 in Chicago, has never been convicted of a felony, a violent crime, or a crime involving the use of the weapon. The only thing he's done is basically what they're saying is just broken into the United States of America and been here illegally and possessed a firearm. Just so you understand. There were a lot of protests across the nation, he said, in the spring following the May the 25th killings of George Floyd by Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He was sentenced to 21 years in prison. The illegal immigrant has, quote, consistently adhered to and fulfilled all of the stipulated conditions of his release, the ruling says, adding that he is gainfully employed and has no new arrests or outstanding warrants. So you basically have a U.S. judge who's saying, I don't believe that breaking into America is actually breaking the law. She's making the point that she believes that this is a law-abiding citizen, even though every moment of every day that he's in this country illegally, he is breaking the law every moment of every day. When he's sleeping, when he's working, he is in this country breaking our law. Now, the court previously, quote, denied two motions by the illegal immigrant to dismiss the charges. The first time was on April the 13th of 2022, and the second was on December the 19th of 2022, about 6 months after the U.S. Supreme Court voted 6-3 to strike down a 100-year-old New York law requiring that individuals show proper cause to get a license to carry a firearm outside a home, and that was stemming from a 2022 ruling in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus the New York State Police superintendent on that issue. Now, I agree. You shouldn't have to show, quote, probable cause to carry a firearm or proper cause saying, all right, I got a bunch of people that want to kill me. They're on the record saying they want to kill me. Therefore, now I should have the right to carry a gun. New York and places like Washington, D.C. have gotten this wrong for far too long, and it's about time they're held accountable for that. Thank goodness we're winning on that issue. Now, the ruling that was brought to the higher court after being challenged by New York State Rifle and Pistol Association gun owners, Brennan Koch and Robert Nash, saying this. This is what Justice Clarence Thomas said. Quote, we hold that when the Second Amendment's plain text covers an individual's conduct, the Constitution presumptively protects that conduct. That is what Clarence Thomas wrote in the majority opinion. To justify its regulation, the government may not simply post that the regulation promotes an important interest. Rather, the government must demonstrate that the regulation is consistent with the nation's historical traditions of firearm regulation. So he's saying, all right, well, if people can have guns, then why can't I have a gun? Shouldn't I be able to have a gun? So in May of 2023, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of gun control advocates in Illinois and denied a request for an emergency injunction against the state's ban on the sale and new possession of firearms. All right. So this new possession of semi-automatic, quote unquote, firearms. The request was made by the National Association for Gun Rights in response to Illinois governor signing legislation that enacted a statewide ban on, quote, assault-style weapons, including limits on magazine capacity. So you understand just the background there, and it's important that you understand this. So what this judge has said and what the illegal immigrant was saying was like, all right, well, look, I should be able to have the right to carry a gun to protect myself just like anybody else, even though I'm in this country illegally and breaking laws. And what this judge is now saying is they agree. You get to decide what you think about this, but I do not believe that an illegal immigrant who is in this country illegally should have the right to go out there and carry a firearm in this country while they're breaking the laws or immigration laws of this country. I completely, fundamentally disagree with that. Full stop. It's insane.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me also just give you some other breaking news that connects to what we're talking about here in this court case with this illegal immigrant. We're now being told that the Supreme Court is allowing Texas. Let me say this again. The Supreme Court, this just happening, is allowing Texas to temporarily enforce its new law that allows it to arrest illegal immigrants crossing the border, making it a state crime. Here it is from Fox.
All right, big news on the border. The Supreme Court of the United States is allowing Texas temporarily to enforce its new law that allows it to arrest illegal immigrants crossing the border, making it a state crime. David Spunt here live with more. David?
John, I'm at the Justice Department right now waiting to see if Attorney General Merrick Garland or anyone from the Justice Department has any comment on camera. We assume they're not going to be happy about this after they went to the Supreme Court recently and asked the Supreme Court to put a stay or a pause on this Texas law. It was called SB4, and it would allow Texas state officials to arrest people suspected of illegal immigration. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says it is a necessary tool to fight this crisis at the southern border with people illegally crossing from Mexico into the United States, specifically into Texas, although the Biden administration said that it's up to federal officials to make such arrests and up to Border Patrol. Governor Abbott has said, well, Border Patrol has not been doing their job or doing its job for the past 2.5 or 3 years, so that's why this law was enacted in Texas. Right now, the Supreme Court has allowed it to continue going forward while the greater fight over the merits of the case makes its way through the system. Justice Sotomayor dissented in this, supported by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, expressing their issues with this moving forward. But as of now, Texas officials can continue to enforce this law, which allows them to arrest those suspected of illegal immigration. Again, waiting for some comment from Attorney General Merrick Garland or others here at the DOJ, which we expect they will have something to say, and not in a good way.
Yeah, John. So hopefully we get that response soon. Sandra here, David. Obviously, now it becomes a question of resources for Texas to be able to carry this out.
Well, that's exactly right. And Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has said on camera for well over a year now that they are strapped resource-wise. So that becomes the question that Governor Abbott has posed to these federal officials, is that if you can't do it, somebody has to do it, and we're going to do it. The Justice Department, though, has said it's about territory, and the border is federal territory, which is correct. And they say that they should be making the arrests, meaning Border Patrol and other federal related agencies. But Governor Abbott said that this is the tool in his toolbox that he will use to stop this record flow of migrants crossing the southern border. Sandra.
So, David, how long do we think the Supreme Court is going to allow them to arrest people?
You know, we don't know exactly, because right now this case is making its way through we call it on the merits, the actual case itself of SB 4 and whether that's constitutional and whatnot. So that's making its way through on the merits. So right now this is just something that allows them to temporarily continue. But short answer is we don't know how long this could continue, because just yesterday, and not to make things more confusing for our viewers, the Justice Samuel Alito put out a brief order announcing that he was going to continue the pause of this law. And that was not even 24 hours ago. So yesterday at 5:30 p.m., we got a notice from the Supreme Court that Texas could not enforce this law. It was the second such pause from the Supreme Court. And now, not even 24 hours later, Texas is able to go ahead and enforce this controversial law. So things truly, not to be trite and use an overused phrase, things can truly change by the hour and by the day, especially in this case and with the Supreme Court.
So what this means is the celebrating that happened yesterday by the left, who said lawlessness can continue in this country and illegal immigrants can come flying across our southern border. They're now saying, never mind, just kidding. That's not going to be the case here at all. Right? Like that, no, you guys actually got it wrong. We're going to let you do this temporarily. This is significant, and it's going to be a huge victory for law and order, as the Supreme Court is okaying the law, letting Texas police arrest illegal immigrants suspected of illegally crossing the southern border. Now, the question is, how fast can the governor and law enforcement respond to this? Now, let me give you another headline to just come. It says Texas said it put law in place to, quote, compensate for Biden administration's inadequate response at the southern border. So that is the reason why they're saying now that this is a thing, okay? That this is a, you know, that this is going to be something they're allowing them basically to do. The question is, then what's going to happen? Is it going to be local law enforcement that then goes out there and starts arresting people left and right instead of, and what will the federal government do with this, right? That's another part of this. Will the federal government then fight local law enforcement if law enforcement is sitting there at the border and border security, you know, the Department of Homeland Security standing there? How that's going to play out, I don't know. But the Supreme Court, this is coming again from the highest court in the land, saying, look, Texas, we're going to let you enforce this local law, this state law, that allows local police to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally, making a significant but temporary win for the state's efforts to control the massive amount of illegal immigration coming into the state of Texas. The ruling comes a day after, as you heard there at the end of that news brief, the day after the court extended a block on the state law that at the request of the Biden administration. They sued to strike down the measure. The Biden administration argued that the law, known as the Senate Bill 4 and signed by Governor Abbott in December, would usurp federal authority on matters related to immigration enforcement. It marked the most significant effort by a state to take control of the enforcement mechanism since the court struck down parts of an Arizona law back in 2012, saying this in the bill, quote, the United States brings this action to preserve its exclusive authority under federal law to regulate the entry and removal of non-citizens. That's what the DOJ lawsuit filed in January stated. Then they went on to say this, Texas cannot run its own immigration system. Its efforts through SB 4 intrude on the federal government's exclusive authority to regulate the entry and removal of non-citizens. It frustrates the United States immigration operations and proceedings and interfere with the U.S. foreign relations. That is what was argued by the Biden administration. Texas said the state law mirrored federal law and was in place to compensate for the Biden administration's inadequate response at the southern border. So that's obviously very important. Texas has defeated the Biden administration and the ACLU's emergency motion, at the Supreme Court. Our immigration law, SB 4, is now in effect. As always, it's my honor to defend Texas and its sovereignty and lead us to victory in court, is what the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said in a statement as well. The ruling was not focused on the merits of the case itself, but on the stay, on the law issued by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which had blocked the law in February from taking effect. The court did not explain its reasoning for ending the stay, but in a concurring opinion, Justice Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh expressed concern about the moves by the appeals court and suggested it could rule differently on the merits itself, saying this, quote, "Before this court intervenes on the emergency docket, the Fifth Circuit should be the first mover," is what Amy Coney Barrett wrote, saying this, "So far as I know, this court has never reviewed the decision of a court of appeals to enter or not enter an administrative stay. I would not get into the business. When entered, an administrative stay is supposed to be a short-lived prelude to the main event, a ruling on the motion for a stay pending appeal," Barrett wrote. Now, Justice Sotomayor and Brown Jackson issued a scathing dissent accusing their conservative counterparts of inventing, quote, "further chaos and crisis in immigration enforcement," saying this, "Texas passed a law that directly regulates the entry and removal of non-citizens and explicitly instructs its state courts to disregard any ongoing federal immigration proceedings. The law upends the federal-state balance of power that has existed for over a century, in which the national government has had exclusive authority over entry and removal of non-citizens," Sotomayor wrote. Well, when you have an invasion and the federal government doesn't do its job, Texas is saying they must do what the federal government already has in writing and what they're supposed to do. And that was their argument. And so far, it is a win for Texas. They can now start, and this is massive, arresting people they believe are coming into the country illegally. God bless Texas and the people fighting in Texas, the governor down there, as well as the Attorney General Ken Paxton. Job well done. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.